You're listening to the audio production of Finish Line, Dispelling Fear, Finding Peace, and Preparing for the End of Your Life by Robert Wolgamuth. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. Foreword read by Johnny Erickson Tata.
Dedication. To Nancy, thank you for saying I do to a man 10 years chronologically closer to his finish line than you are to yours, loving him well and embracing the undeniable challenges this would mean. You are God's gift of grace in human loveliness.
Forward, before you begin. So, Johnny, do you ever wonder what it'll be like crossing from this life into the next? I'm asked that a lot, because look, I'm a quadriplegic who's lived in a wheelchair for more than 55 years. I'm straining with head back, arms wide, pumping everything I've got into that photo finish at the tape. Do I wonder what that moment will be like? You bet I do. What I'm about to say is not really biblical, but here's how I like to picture it. I see myself bursting across the finish line and, like a marathoner, collapsing on hands and knees. I sink my hands into the sands of that celestial shore, heaving, sweating, and gasping. Oh, I made it. I made it. I can't believe I've made it. And then I roll over on my back and lie still with eyes closed, letting the restful sound of the gentle waves and wind wash over me. And then in the quiet, I feel the presence of someone standing above me, someone in whose cool shadow I feel bathed and blessed. I open my eyes and I see Jesus. His head is eclipsing the sun. He smiles down at me and offers his hand, as would any friend. I take it happily, and in one swift motion, he pulls me up. "Welcome home, sweetheart," he whispers as he looks admiringly at me with unimaginably kind eyes. Then he pulls me close and pats my back like Daddy used to do. He says, "It's been hard and long, but you're safe now." And then he pats me some more. At this point, I am sobbing until he holds me in an arm's length away. I blink twice, for he almost looks like my daddy, or maybe my brother, or lover, or my king. He says to me, "You made me look so good back there on Earth, Johnny." My immediate reaction? Drop to my knees and kiss his feet. But by that time, the dream dissipates. The reality of what will then actually happen takes over. And although the details are cloaked in mystery, the Bible describes a glorious denouement with angels and rewards, the devil and his hordes, all of them destroyed, death gone, Christ's name vindicated as he is crowned the undisputed king of the universe. The Bible says we will reign alongside him, spreading his kingdom of light, love, and beauty throughout the endless cosmos. Our song of suffering will be over, and forever we will sing of Jesus' sufferings and how his excruciatingly tender love won for us so great a salvation. In a crude nutshell, that's what happens on the other side of the finish line. And in light of all this, I ask you, don't you want to make the most of life in the home stretch? My friend Robert Wolgamuth sure does. We are close friends, and for the decades I've known him, I have never seen this man fritter away his time, treasure, or talents. He understands that life is an unspeakably precious gift, and as such, he stewards carefully the 24-hour slices of time with which he has been blessed. Robert is my kind of brother in Christ. He is feeling his stride on his last lap, drawing on his second wind, and investing heavily in what lies beyond the tape at the finish. My friend has spent years thinking about the eternal ROIs and how everything a Christian does here on earth has a direct bearing on their capacity for joy, worship, and service in heaven. Earth is Robert's minor league warm-up for the major leagues up there. And because he is such a great manager of life's gifts, he is my choice to author a book called Finish Line.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?